from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Good day, everyone, and welcome. My name is Monsignor Sam Bianco. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Sylvia and Helen from Orangeville, Ontario. This Mass is offered in thanksgiving for the Daily TV Mass, for their living and deceased friends and members of their family, especially in loving memory of their mother and father, Pauline and Stanley. Our thanks to Sylvia and Helen for choosing to remember their deceased family members in this way. It means that this sacred celebration will be seen by tens of thousands of people across Canada and all around the world. And on their behalf, I thank you. Today is the feast of Saints Anne and Saint Joachim, a special feast for the province of Quebec, indeed for all of Canada and for the whole church. To celebrate then in a proper manner today God's loving care for all of us, we seek mercy and forgiveness for our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
Almighty God, have mercy on all of us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne this grace, that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant, through the prayers of both, that we may attain the salvation you have promised your people. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Let us now sing the praises of our ancestors in their generations. Some of them have left behind a name so that others declare their praise. These were godly people whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. Their wealth will remain with their descendants and their inheritance with their children's children. Their descendants stand by the covenants, their children also for their sake. Their offspring will continue forever, and their glory will never be blotted out. Their bodies are buried in peace, but their name lives on generation after generation. The assembly declares their wisdom, and the congregation proclaims their praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God will give him the throne of David, his father. The Lord swore to David a sure oath, from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. God will give him the throne of David, his father. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will reside, for I have desired it. God will give him the throne of David, his father. There I will cause a shoot to sprout up for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed one. His enemies I will clothe with disgrace, but on him his crown will gleam. God will give him the throne of David, his father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. They yearned for the comforting of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon them. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Let us sing praises of our ancestors. Today is a special feast for the church in Quebec, but for all of us in Canada. St. Anne's feast, St. Joachim, has a special significance for me. I was baptized in St. Anne's Church in Hamilton, Ontario. My parents were married in St. Anne's Church. St. Anne's Church in Hamilton, it's 100 years old, was located in the north end, still is, of the city of Hamilton. The far north end, of course, was where the steel mills, and then in between that began the places where the immigrants lived and worked. And in the neighborhood where my grandparents lived and my parents grew up, my parents were born in Canada, was very multicultural, Polish, Ukrainian, Irish, Italian, Slovenian, Slovak, all possible combinations. And all along the streets of the suburbs or the parts of that Hamilton, there were churches for each ethnic denomination who were Catholics. And so people, the older people, went to St. Anne's if they were Irish, or they went to St. Anthony's if they were Italian Catholics, and St. Stan's if they were Polish. The point of the churches was, of course, they helped in the integration of people into Canada, making them welcome and giving them a base where they could have the community, but also helped them leapfrog, if you will, into being Canadian citizens. My grandparents were born in Italy, but my parents were born in Canada, and they chose to be married in St. Anne's Church, not because they had forgotten their Italian roots or wanted it. They wanted to keep their Italian roots, but also be integrated into the larger, broader community that was represented by the English-speaking parishes, especially St. Anne's Church in Hamilton, Ontario. And so that's where they were married, and of course, where I was baptized, an especially lovely, beautiful church that resonated with deep piety and good holiness. Until she died 30 years ago, my mother, even though she moved out of that part of the city, always went to the novena of St. Anne's, as did so many people from all the city, because that was a special prayer that they made to take care of their children and their families. And of course, a special pilgrimage that we took as kids, and I know many in Canada, was the Saint-Anne-de-Beaupré in Quebec, outside of Quebec City. You remember that's where the Pope went and where he spoke and addressed and gave a marvelous homily. So St. Anne is very special, and St. Joachim, to some of us very personally, to a lot of people in Quebec, their patrons, and I think to the whole of the church and to whole of Canada. And what it does is it points to the reality of our ancestors and our parents in faith. I have faith here, over much I might struggle with it. That's something I inherited from my mom and dad, who inherited from my grandparents. And that was nourished not only by the culture and by Canada, but it was also nourished by the piety, the group action, the way of socializing and being part of the parishes all people belong to. I'm sure all of you have a story, something like this, of working your way into Canada, being part of ethnic parishes, and then moving into the larger community. That's where our faith comes from. It's carried through the traditions. If I know how to bless myself and say the rosary, if I think something about prayer, if it matters to me, indeed, if I have a vocation, it came from the faith that was nourished first by my parents and grandparents, but also by the parishes that I belong to, like St. Anne's Parish in Hamilton. And that's why they're so precious. That doesn't mean we don't change or we don't move, but we remember that our ancestral faith roots are integral to who we are as a people, as they were to Jesus. If you ask yourself, where did the man get all this piety, this wisdom? We know his mom and dad, his father was a carpenter. Where did he get it all, they asked him. Well, the answer is he got it through his mother and his father, who got it through his grandparents, through that whole list of holy and righteous people that began with Abraham down through the ages. It wasn't perfect. Yes, there were sinners. There were people who fell away. And yes, we need great kings and great leaders like David and people to lead us. But we've recognized that so much of who we are as a people, as a faith, as a country, it's not only carried by the big and important people. In fact, you could say, and I use this word with respect, it's the little people, the people who don't make the headlines every day, who carry the faith with them. It's not that the little people and people who are not recognized don't have weaknesses. After all, you remember Jesus challenged his own mother one day about the faith. He said, "Who is my mother and father? The one who does the will of God." So Mary and Joseph and all people, our ancestors, had to learn not only what they did by rote in memory, but by their traditions, but also to integrate their faith into their own being. And you and I are the beneficiaries of that great faith, that great truth. Yes, it has weaknesses. Yes, it has sins in it. And so we need to know the good things of our ancestors and the bad things. And once we know them, to integrate them into our lives. There's one reality, or several realities that come through to me all the time, the letters that all of us priests get and that Mike Walsh and all the people of the National Catholic. Many of you are my contemporaries, my age, and you always asking questions. You know, Father Monsignor, my kids aren't practicing the faith anymore, and I know how much that is bothersome to you as it bothers to me. I go to churches Sunday after Sunday, and I see that a lot of the young people are not there. Well, that's a truth. That's a reality. We didn't intend it. You and I tried the very best to pass on what we think is the best of our faith to people. The culture changed. People chose to do other things. Two things come to mind when I talk to older people. They'll say, my kids don't go in church anymore, Father, but I think they're good people. They do X or Y in the community. Well, part of that doing good things is what they've inherited from their parents and their grandparents. We don't know how that will turn out, but we think there are the seeds, the roots there of an even greater, more powerful deepening of the flourishing of the faith. So all the good things our ancestors gave, they're not lost. They're, if you will, the seeds in the ground, and sometimes it seems it's dark and nothing is happening. But with faith and confidence, as with Jesus, we pray and we know that they will flourish into a life that gives life to other people. We praise and thank God for our family, grandparents, our ancestors, and our parish churches. Will you join with me, please, and we'll offer our prayers and petitions to the Lord today. Let us pray, please, for the intentions of our daily TV Mass for those who feel isolated, alone. May God calm their fears and lead them into peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Our Holy Father has asked us to pray especially vigorously for the difficulties. He's so deeply concerned that the efforts, peace efforts he's been making in the Ukraine and with Russia are not working, so he's asked us to pray even more fervently. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. We pray for all parents, grandparents, ancestors, for all the parish communities that nourished and sustain us, and we pray with hope and confidence for the future. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Can we take a moment, please, to pray for our own personal intentions, for the people for whom we love and care for, and for all those united with us in prayer, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, you chose to be born into a human family and be part of a human community. You blessed human families and human communities. May the grace that grows out of them and their lives continue to nourish us and our world through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God of humble and contrite hearts, Lord, wash away all my iniquities. Cleanse me of all my sinfulness. Thanks. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise of God.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, these offerings of our homage, and grant that we may merit a share in the same blessing which you promised to Abraham and his descendants. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. by their intercession, sure support, so that, encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so, with angels and dark angels, with the great multitude of saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread in his sacred hands, and looking up to heaven in his sacred hands and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, all the clergy and all the people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saints Anne and Joachim, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed now by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior Jesus Christ for the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And in your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of the peace of Christ.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should be born from among humanity so that by a wonderful mystery humanity might be born again from you, we pray that in your kindness you may sanctify by the Spirit of adoption those you have fed with the bread you give your children through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.